Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt, and the circle of friends and associates who lived with them in the family quarters of the White House during World War II. The Roosevelt White House during the war resembled a small, intimate hotel. The residential floors of the mansion were occupied by a series of house guests, some of whom stayed for years. The permanent guests occasionally had private visitors of their own for cocktails or for meals, but for the most part, their lives revolved around the President and First Lady, who occupied adjoining suites in the southwest quarter of the second floor. On the third floor, in a cheerful room with slanted ceilings, lived Missy LeHand, the President's personal secretary and longtime friend. The President's alter ego, Harry Hopkins, occupied the Lincoln Suite, two doors away from the President's suite. Anna Bottiger, the President's daughter, moved into Hopkins' suite when Hopkins moved out. Lorena Hickok, Eleanor's great friend, occupied a corner room across from Eleanor's bedroom. This group of house guests was continually augmented by a stream of visitors: Winston Churchill, who often came for 2 or 3 weeks at a time, Eleanor's young friend Joe Lash, and Crown Princess Martha of Norway. These unusual living arrangements reflected the President's need to have people around him constantly, friends and associates with whom he could work, relax, and conduct much of the nation's business.